所以今天我们要读的经文是约翰福音第三章一到二十一节。我们今天读的经文比较长，我们要读的读经的范围是约翰福音三章一到二十一节。Let's read John chapter 3:1-21. 有经文的弟兄姐妹，请跟我一起翻到约翰福音第三章。如果没有的话，可以看PPT 上面打出来的。让我们一起用起身念的方式。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。我说，你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的声响，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的。你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天上下。”人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责罚。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。感谢神的话语。接下来的时间是正道的时间。今天正道的主题是 Understand God and His Work of Salvation， 认识神和他的救恩。我们把接下来的时间交给 Pastor Carl Scott。 Pastor Carl, please.
Rabbi Zacharias tells the story of speaking at the Lenin Military Academy in Moscow during the Soviet era.
在前苏联时期，拉维萨加利亚曾经在莫斯科的列宁军事学院，讲了一个故事，他在那里分享了一个故事。
And one of the cadets in the audience was an atheist. And go ahead.
So, 在下面听的所有的这个观众学员几乎都是无神论者。
And every time that Robbie would say something, he would go like this. He'd give him a body sign, stopping.
所以，在整个拉维讲道的时候过程当中，下面有一个学员，就是无神论者的学员，一直做刚才牧师做的这个动作，就是比划用手切脖子的手势。
Well, Robbie kept looking away from him because he didn't want to be distracted by the man.
所以拉维当时就一直避开他的眼神，尽量不要去看他，不要被他打扰。
But the minute that he finished, this man jumped up and yelled to him.
所以当拉维结束他的讲道的时候，底下这个人就立刻跳上来来跟他说话。
And he said, "God, what do you mean about God?"
这个学员问到说，上帝你到底在说什么？什么是上帝？
He said, "You've been talking about God."For 45 minutes, I don't even know what you're talking about.
你讲了前前后后讲了45分钟在讲神，但是我都不知道你到底在讲什么。
Ravi asked a question.
然后拉维就问了那个人一个问题。
He said to the cadet, he goes, are you an atheist?
这位学员你是不是一个无神论者？
And the man said, yes, I am.
然后他回答说是我是。
So Ravi said, well, what are you denying?
然后拉维就问他那你到底在否认什么呢？
And the cadet said, what do you mean, what am I denying?
然后那个学员就说你是什么意思什么叫我在否认什么？
Well, the word atheist means A, which is not atheist, not God.
所以关于无神论者这个英文单词 atheist, 它的第一个英文字母是 A, 表示否定的，表示负面的意思。然后theist 是神论，就是所以结合起来就是无神论者。
So he said, tell me about the God that you were denying.
所以拉维就问这个学员说，跟我说说你所否认的这个神，你到底在否认什么？
Well, the man had no idea what to say, so he just sat down.
所以然后这个学员就无话可说了，他也不知道怎么回应，所以他就坐下来。
Then Ravi used the opportunity to share about the God of the Bible.
然后拉维就利用抓住了这个时机来解释了圣经当中所述说的这位神。
The God who is all-powerful and all-wise.
这个神是全能的创造者，是蛮有智慧。
And a God who is loving, and then he ended by telling the story of the cross.
这个蛮有慈爱的神，结果他上了十字架。
In John 3, we have a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
在我们刚刚读的约翰福音三章当中这样有一段记录是关于耶稣和尼哥底母之间的对话。
And in the middle of that conversation, we have the most famous Bible verse in all of the Bible.
关于这段对话的描述当中有一句经文是大家都非常熟悉的，就是约翰福音三章十六节。
And this Bible verse is not for new believers, it's for all of us all the time.
那约翰福音三章十六节并不是只是给那些初信者，它其实是给我们每一个人的。
This is a perfect verse for an atheist cadet in Russia.
这是对于刚才这个前苏联的这样一个无神论者的这样的一个学员，一个非常绝好的一句经文。
This is the perfect verse for the college student who's struggling whether or not to believe in God's existence.
这对于一个刚刚上大学正在纠结到底有没有神的这样一个大学生也是一个绝好的经文。
This is the perfect verse for the Black Lives Matter group.
这对于黑人的命也是命的这样一些倡导主义者对他们来说这是也是一个绝好的经文。
This is also the perfect verse for the racists who wraps a Confederate flag around them.
对于那些身披联邦旗的那些种族主义者对他们来说这也是段绝好的经文。
If you are depressed today, or if you are hopeless, if you are lonely, this is the perfect verse for you.
如果今天你处在抑郁当中你毫无盼望，或者你今天在孤单当中，这也是对你来说是一个绝好的经文。
If your marriage is disconnected, this is the best verse for you.
如果你的婚姻正在岌岌可危，正在破碎当中，这对你来说也是个绝好的经文。
So I'm going to ask that wherever you are in your living room, or if you're outside, if you would say in Mandarin, if you would say together John 3:16.
所以今天无论你在哪里无论你是在你的客厅，你在户外我请你和我一起来读约翰福音三章十六节，用普通话。
Did you say the verse?
Yeah. Okay. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the heart of the gospel message that Jesus shared with Nicodemus.
这是耶稣跟尼哥底母分享的有关福音的最核心的信息。
And it is still good news for all who believe it and have it rule their lives.
这个对于将要相信的，以及我们这些已经相信的，并让这句经文来掌管我们生活的人来说，仍然是一个好消息。
If you're having trouble today, it's because you have forgotten the gospel message.
如果你的今天生活处于混乱当中，处于麻烦当中，那很有可能是你已经忘记了福音的根本。
So let's look at seven realities from this verse.
所以我们今天来看看关于这个福音这个好消息的七个真相。
The first reality is that God loves.
所以第一个真相就是神爱世人，主与是神。
There's no reason to think that Jesus meant anything else than the God of the Old Testament when he said God.
当耶稣说神爱世人的时候，这个主语当中的神，不是另外一个与旧约当中不同的神，乃是圣经从旧约到新约当中一致的这个神。
God, the all-powerful creator.
他是一个全能的创造者。
God, the sustainer of the universe.
是宇宙的维持者。
The God who thinks and wills and feels and loves.
这个神有思想，有意志，有情感，有慈爱。
The God who has a moral standard that he lives by.
这个神他拥有道德上的标准。
By the way, that standard, God's morality, should be the base of all morality on planet Earth.
顺便说一句。神的标准乃是我们在地上所有的律法、所有的法律、所有的标准、一切的根源。
But because God is that, is here and present, it impacts our mission.
因为有这样的神，所以它影响了我们人生的使命。
Since we are made by God and sustained by God, we owe him our highest allegiance.
因为我们是被造的，因为我们被神托着，所以它是我们最重要的一个使命。
The purpose of our lives is far greater than personal fulfillment or peace of mind or finding happiness.
我们人生的意义远远超过我们自我价值的实现，超过平安，超过舒适，超过我们所谓的幸福。
The purpose of our life is greater than our families or our careers.Or even our wildest dreams.
我们人生的意义远远超过我们的家庭、我们的职业，甚至是我们那些最疯狂的梦想。
If we want to know why we are here on planet Earth, it has to start with God.
如果我们想要知道我们为什么被放在地球上这个星球上，我们人生的意义到底为什么？我们必须要从神这里开始找答案。
Life will never make sense unless God is the center of your life.
人生将没有意义，除非我们意识到神是我们人生的中心。
So can I ask you a personal question?
所以我可不可以问大家一个私人的问题？
Why did you get out of bed this morning?
今天早上你为什么会起床？
If it's anything less than giving glory to God, or worshiping God, or enjoying God, you are living a shallow life.
如果你的答案不是说我起床的原因是因为要给将荣耀归于神，为了要去敬拜神，为了要去享受神，如果你的答案没有一个是刚才所说的，那你正在过着一个虚空的生活。
Second reality is that God loves.
第二个真相是神爱我们。
I mean, this is absolutely amazing.
这是非常奇妙的一件事。
I can understand a God who is all powerful.And who has all wisdom, but a God that loves?
我可以明白神是全能的，神是蛮有智慧的，但是神是蛮有慈爱的，这让我很难理解。
And just to understand this love, we have to go back to creation.
要去明白神的爱，我们必须要回到创造。
When God started the universe, it was a perfect place.
起初神创造世界，起初的时候，这是一个完美的世界。
Adam and Eve were on a honeymoon with God.
亚当和夏娃，跟神在一起，在度蜜月。
But God gave them a choice: would they continue to love Him in this perfect environment?
所以，然后神给了他们一个选择，这个选择的实际的意义是，他们愿不愿意继续爱神，在这样一个完美的世界当中。
And even before the first week was over, Adam and Eve were sleeping with the enemy.
但是结果呢，在这个蜜月的第一周结束之前，亚当和夏娃就选择了与撒旦仇敌同睡。
So now that puts us as enemies of God.
所以他们就成了神的敌人。
And now, it says in John, we love darkness rather than light.
所以正像我们刚读的约翰福音的三章十九节说的，现在世人不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
And now we are rebels, and we are selfish, and we are ultimately going to die because of our sin.
所以现在我们处处有悖逆，我们自私，罪也让我们带来了死亡。
And yet God, in his infinite love, says, even though you're rebels, I love you.
即使这样，蛮有慈爱的神仍然说，即使这样，我仍然爱你。
No matter what you've done, God loves you.
无论你做了什么，神依然爱你。
The third reality is that God loves the world.
第三个真相是神爱世人。
The most common understanding of what Jesus meant here was all of the people on planet Earth.
耶稣在这里所说的世人是指地球上所有的人。
And God's perspective on what he thinks of all the people on planet Earth is best seen in Revelation.
关于神对于世界上所有人的态度，他是怎样的一个态度，可能在启示录当中我们可以看得更加清晰。
We get a picture of how history is going to end.
我们在启示录当中我们可以看到人类将怎样结束。
And it doesn't end with a nuclear war going on.
它不是以新冠疫情或者是以这种核战争结束。
History ends with a great worship service.
人类的历史将要以一场盛大的崇拜结束。
And Revelation 7:9 says that people from all over the world are coming to worship God.
在启示录当中七章九节写到，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
A picture of enormous joy and gratitude.
他刻画了一幅图画，图画里的每一个人都拥有无限的喜悦，无限的喜乐。
And what I'm looking forward to in heaven is there'll be no masks.
我所向往的天堂不再有这样的口罩。
And this has been God's plan right from the start.
这是神从一开始起初创造的时候就计划好的。
God wants to reach all the people on planet Earth.
神想去接触到，想要去影响到世界上的每一个人。
Every nation, every tribe, every people, every language.
各国、各族、各民、各方来的所有的人。
There is a website called Ethnologue.
有一个网站，它其实是讲有多少种语言的一个官网。
And it says that right now there were 7,117 languages spoken on planet Earth.
这个网站曾经统计过，至今为止曾经地球上有出现过7,117种语言。
Do you know which one is God's favorite?
你知道神最钟爱哪一种语言吗？
Mandarin. I'm just kidding.
普通话，我在开玩笑。
They're all God's favorites.
这7,117种语言都是神所钟爱的。
They are all cherished by God.
神钟爱这每一种语言。
And that is the history of the church that we are all together singing at this worship service.
这就是教会的历史，教会历史当中将以各族各民非常多样化的各样的人聚在一起，和谐的一起来敬拜神。
The fourth reality.
第四个真相。
God gave his son.
神赐下他的独生爱子。
Now, two things need to be said about what God gave.
关于这个赐下，这个给这个词，我们需要有两点需要去注意的。
The one that is given is a gift from heaven.
第一个关于给的，这个是一个从天而来的一个礼物。
And the second is that he was given not just to come to earth, but he was given to die on earth.
第 第二个我们要注意的点是，这个从天给的这个礼物，不是仅仅是来地球，乃是来的时候带着一个去死的使命。
In verse 17, it says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save it.
约翰福音三章十七节说到，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
So Jesus was sent on a mission to planet Earth.
所以耶稣被差派来的时候，被降下来的时候，是带着一个使命来的。
In John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said that he received this charge from his Father.
在约翰福音的十章十七到十八节曾经写到，他来上十字架，这是我从我父所受的命令。
God was giving his very precious son to come to earth to die in our place.
神将他的独生的唯一的爱子降下来，来到地球上，为了赎我们的罪，上十字架。
Just think for a moment how hard this would be to give up a son for someone else.
大家可以花几秒钟来想一想，这是多么不可思议的、无法理解的事情。
I have three children and three grandchildren.
我有三个子女，还有三个孙一辈的子女。
And I love them very dearly.
我非常的爱他们的每一个人。
But I have to tell you the truth.
但我要跟你说实话。
If I had to give up one of them to keep you out of hell,You're going to hell.
如果要我为了不让你去地狱舍弃他们其中的一个，那一定是你去地狱。
I couldn't give up my son or my daughter or my grandchildren to save someone.
我无法去放弃舍弃我的任何一个子女或者是孙辈的子女。
And yet God gave up his son for us.
但是神他将他的儿子给舍了，为了我们每一个人。
The fifth reality.
第五个真相。
And let's have a little fun as we say this next one.
让我们来做一点好玩的事情，当我们在说第五个真相的时候。
So we're going to read the verse together, and when we get to the word whoever, I want you to point to the names on the screen that you see in front of you.
当我们来读这段经文的时候，三章十六节的时候，当我们说到这个词“一切”这个词的时候，我希望你能指着屏幕当中的五个人，然后再完成这句话。
So just point to five names and say whoever, 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 whoever.
所以，当读到“一切”这个词的时候，你就指着屏幕上的五个人说到“一切，一切，一切，一切”。大家可以来操练一下。
Okay, if you could read John 3:16, and then when you get to whoever, do the five, and then complete the verse.
所以下面大家可以一起来做。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
We are all whoever's.
我们是这一切所指的其中的一员。
Whoever means however.
一切意思是指无论我们是谁，无论我们的境况如何。
However Jesus finds you, he can save you.
无论耶稣是在什么样的情况下找到你的，什么状态下找到你的，他会拯救你。
However life has treated you.
无论生活如何对待你
However's on earth don't determine if we're whoever's with God.
无论你在世上的身份是什么，你是怎样的状态，都不会决定你会不会被神接受。
However you find yourself today, God loves you and wants you to become a whoever.
无论今天你觉得自己怎么样，是好是坏，神都要来救你。你都是他所说的一切这当中的一员。
Whoever means whatever.
这个一切也指无论怎样的境况。
Whatever circumstances you find yourself today, you matter to God.
无论今天你处在什么境况之下，神都非常在乎你。
If you're rich, if you're poor, if you're healthy, if you're in debt, you, whatever circumstances, God loves you.
无论今天你是穷是富，是健康还是有疾病，无论你今天是负债还是没有债务，神都爱你。
And whoever means whenever.
一切还表示无论何时。
I want to tell you a little secret about my wife.
我要告诉你一点关于我太太 Cathy 的一个小秘密。
She takes the scissors and cuts up newspaper and articles to clip coupons.
她非常擅长翻找各样的报纸杂志去剪下那些有用的打折券。
And she literally saves us thousands of dollars each year by clipping these coupons.
通过寻找使用这样的打折券，它其实能帮我们的家庭一年可能会省到$1,000。
I've actually seen her go into stores and get stuff for free with all of her coupons.
我甚至看到过她带着那一叠叠的打折券去到一个店里，她一分钱都没有付。
But every once in a while, she doesn't read the fine print and the coupon expires.
有时候呢，可能她剪下来的那些打折券上的有些字体，特别是什么时候过期，那些字体太小，所以她会看不见或者是忽视了。
And whenever they're expired, they're useless.
当那些过期的时间到了，那些打折券就没用了。
But that's not true of God's invitation for you.
但是神的救恩并没有这样的一个过期的时间。
God's invitation has no whenever time on it.
所以，神要救你，伸出这样救援之手的这样的一个邀请，从来没有过期的时间。
It's never too late to become a whoever.
所以，永远都不会太迟，要成为这一切，当中一员。
The invitation never expires.
神的邀请从不过期。
All right, the sixth reality.
第六个真相。
God wants to spare us from perishing.
神想要把我们从灭亡当中救赎出来。
And whoever believes in him should not perish.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
Now perishing means being under God's wrath.
灭亡是指一个人正在神的震怒之下。
It says in verse 18 that if you don't believe, you stand condemned already.
在十八节当中说了，不信的人罪已经定了。
That means right now, if you're not a whoever, you are underneath God's wrath at this moment.
所以如果现在你还是一个不信的人，你就已经在神的愤怒之下。
God has a holy standard by which he judges every person on planet Earth.
神他有一个圣洁的标准，他通过这个标准来去给每一个人定罪。
We don't make up the rules. God makes up the rules. God sets the standard.
这些规则是神定的，并不是我们定的。
But perishing means suffering in a place called hell.
关于灭亡是指在一个叫地狱的地方永久的受罪。
And I hear that word used many times as a curse word.
关于灭亡这个词可能在我们的口头语当中，或者是地狱这个词在我们的口头语当中常常被用到。
But people very rarely think through how terrible place it is.
但是人们当口头禅当中说到地狱这个词的时候，可能并没有花时间好好想想地狱到底是一个什么地方。
The Bible uses frightening language when it speaks about hell.
圣经当中关于地狱是怎样一个地方，其实是用了一个非常恐怖的一个描述。
And today, a lot of people want to promote the idea that hell is temporary.
今天很多人想要去推行这样一个概念，是说地狱只是个暂时的。
But the Bible does not teach that.
但是圣经并不是这样描述的。
Many times I hear the objection, well, how could a loving God send people to hell?
我常常听到一些反对的声音、质疑的声音、不相信福音的人，他们常常会说，为什么一个满有慈爱的神会将人送到地狱去？
Well, he doesn't. People volunteer to go there.
神并没有送人去地狱，但是人们自愿地去到地狱。
God has done everything possible to keep people out of hell.
神已经做了一切他可以做的，想要把人不让人进入地狱。
He has wrapped yellow caution tape all around the door saying, don't go there.
神已经在通往地狱的门廊上到处贴满了这样的一个黄色的警告的这样的一些指示牌。
He's put up red flags warning people, danger ahead.
他贴了那些无数的那些红色的标志说注意危险，不要去地狱。
And he has given the greatest sacrifice in the history of planet Earth to keep people out of hell.
神他给出了在地球上最大的一次一个牺牲，为了让人们不去地狱的这样的一个牺牲。
So hell is not the choice of God.
所以去地狱并不是神的选择。
Hell is the choice of people who reject God.
所以去地狱是那些拒绝神的人的一个选择。
The seventh reality is that God wants to give us life.
第七个真相是神要给我们每一个人生命。
That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The life that Jesus was talking about was not about the duration of it.
耶稣所说的这样的一个永远的生命并不是在乎生命的长短。
It's about the quality and the vitality of this life.
而是有关这个生命的它的质量，它的生命力，这个朝气。
Do you know where this life is found?
你知道在哪里可以找到这样的一个生命，永恒的生命？
It's found in Jesus.
这个永恒的生命只能在耶稣里面找到。
Jesus said in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣在约翰福音十四章当中说到，我是道路、真理、生命。
If you have Jesus come in and live inside of you, his eternal life actually takes up residence in your heart.
如果你接受了耶稣，邀请耶稣进入你的生命当中，那你就拥有耶稣的生命。
And it is that life inside of us that gives us this incredible strength and energy to live life fulfilling here on planet Earth.
正是耶稣所给予的这样的一个活泼的生命，他给予了我们能够去行出神要我们所行出的，他在这一生给我们的托付。
But the key is that we need to believe in him.
但是这个关键点是我们需要去相信他，信靠他。
Believing is the link that unites our life with the life of Jesus.
相信就是连接我们的生命和耶稣生命的桥梁。
If we believe, we have his life inside of us.
如果我们相信，我们就有从耶稣而来的生命。
If you're depressed today, or if you're hopeless, do you believe in Jesus?
如果今天你处于抑郁当中，如果今天你毫无盼望，你相不相信耶稣呢？
If you're a struggling teenager,or a college student that's wrestling with her faith, do you believe in Jesus?
如果今天你是一个在信仰上挣扎到底有没有神的一个大学生，你相不相信耶稣呢？
It is believing in him that makes all of the difference in life and eternity.
正是因为我们能够信靠耶稣，是不是信靠耶稣决定了我们将来我们今生以及永生到底是怎样的一个情况。
Several decades ago, there was a passenger ship called the Christina that sank in the Caribbean.
几十年前有一个客船，一个很大的游轮，装载乘客的游轮叫 Christina, 它在加勒比海沉没。
And there was a tremendous loss of life on that ship.
这次沉船事件使很多人丧失了生命。
And they interviewed one of the survivors.
然后过后，记者有记者去采访了其中的一位幸存者。
And they said, "Tell us your story about what happened when the ship went down."
记者问这个幸存者，当时沉船的时候发生了什么？
And the person said there were actually two types of people that survived the shipwreck.
所以当时这个幸之后这个被采访的幸存者说到，当船正在下沉的时候，有两种幸存者。
There were people who realized that they couldn't swim, and so they immediately grabbed onto some wood that was floating.
有一种幸存者是他们不会游泳，所以他们立刻抓住了那些漂浮在水面的那种木板箱。
And then there were very proud people who thought, "Well, I could swim very well. I don't need to hold on to anything."
还有一种当时的幸存者是他们非常的骄傲自信，因为他们游泳游得非常好。
But the people that were trusting themselves weren't able to continue to swim for hours and hours.
但是那些相信自己游泳技术的人，他们后来没有办法一直游，游上很多个小时，他们必将精疲力尽。
And then they realized that all the crates had floated away.
但是当他们意识到他们没有办法再靠自己的时候，那些浮在水面的木板箱已经离他们太远，飘得太远了。
In the end, trusting themselves caused their death.
所以最后那些相信自己游泳技术的人，他们都死了。
What are you holding on to today?
所以今天你正在紧紧抓住的是什么？
What do you believe will save your life?
你到底相信什么可以来拯救你的生命？
I encourage you to cling to Jesus. Only he can save you.
我鼓励大家，鼓励这里的每一个，紧紧地抓住耶稣，因为唯有耶稣可以救你。
Lord, I pray for every person listening today.
主啊我为现在正在线上聆听信息正道的每一位弟兄姊妹，每一位朋友。
That they would learn to cling to you and believe in you.
他们能够学会如何的紧紧的抓住你，如何的来相信你，信靠你。
I pray that every person would believe John 3:16.
我恳求你来帮助我们每一个来相信约翰福音三章十六节。
And every day that this would be the foundation of our mission here on earth.
每一天，约翰福音三章十六节能够成为我们在这个世上的活着的生命的意义，这个使命的一个根基。
To believe this message and then share it with others.
我们自己能够相信这节经文，并将这节经文与我们身边的朋友，同时亲戚来分享。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。